Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
My day has just become brighter.
Yay!
The clouds have parted. And Jody is there smiling at me.
Aww. Precious little pumpkin. Okay,
I decided to be cute these days.
We decided to wait and sport the sports with you. So we're just mentioning the PGA Tour has announced it'll be merging with the Saudi-backed LI. Is it Liv?
Liv.
That seems despicable and blood-soaked to me. What are your thoughts?
It's despicable and blood-soaked. Okay. And I think my initial reaction, which you can't put on the air, mm-hmm. is probably the right one.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a revolting bunch of sellouts.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
My God, you know, this was the PGA literally taking a stand on the social issue for the first time in 100 years.
Yep.
And now just walking away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. On the wrong side, of course. So look at you. You wrote about, we were talking about Andrew Weissman and others have said they think it's going to be this week, you know, obviously with the meeting yesterday with the DOJ, where I think they told Trump's lawyers to go pound sand, mm-hmm. is what we're being told. But you talked about the Georgia one could be the sleeper. The Trump Georgia investigation could be turning into, RICO, which is what we assumed, right? You said the legal pursuit of...
apparently, and this I'm getting from all the TV lawyers I know, except for possibly Jack McCoy, who has not yet weighed in on it.
He will.
Georgia has a very tough state RICO law.
Yeah.
Right. Why? I have no idea, but they do. Apparently, if they put this in play, then Fannie Willis can go hunting in other territory.
Yeah. I love that you sported the sport.
Which is good.
You sported the sport in this piece as well. You said it's beginning to look like a televised bass fishing tournament. There's Team Smith in Washington, Team James in New York, Team Willis down there in Georgia. At the moment, Team Smith seems to be in the lead on total weight, but down in Georgia, Team Willis is aiming to land a big one that might just close the gap considerably.
I forgot Team Bragg in New York, and I apologize to them.
Yeah.
They're in the competition too, but they're falling behind a little bit, I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, I mean, but speaking of multi-state, so that's the other thing we learned yesterday, right, Jody, that appears there's a grand jury in Florida as well, so, you know.
Well, that's Jack Smith's grand jury
in
Florida.
So, right, they think
he's got two running at once, and nobody seems to know what that's all about.
Right. Could be another witness, could be another more charges against others at Mar-a-Lago.
I mean, it could also be Jack Smith trying to get the lay of the land of which would be a better place to prosecute.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You like to give yourself options.
Could be about that suspicious flood.
But I want to know if we're going to have to delay to get to the, to get to the bottom of the pool overflowing.
I just was making a joke that you were listening to me because you were making your same joke about it. But that's what I was saying.
Flooding your basement.
Could have to do with the, suspicious flood in the surveillance room. Yeah.
But yeah, it just happened to wipe out all the servers.
Yes. Accidentally. As we know. So you said you were quoting if Willis does allege multi-state racketeering scheme with Trump at its center, the case could test the bounds of the controversial law and make history in the process. The statute calls for penalties of up to 20 years in prison.
Ooh. No.
You said once again, it'll do us good. You said to remember that everything is unprecedented until it finally happens. Thank you. You said until Fannie Willis, and she seems to understand this, as does Jack Smith, E. Jean Carroll and her lawyers understood it, the concept of unprecedented has been getting quite a workout since 2015 because the country elected a president of unprecedented personal and financial corruption. But it's hardly a legal defense that crimes are not crimes because no one else in his position ever thought of committing them before. There are some fat ones that are still out there in the pond. Thank you. Thank you. Let's just drop the word unprecedented. It's obviously unprecedented.
I mean, that to me has been one of the most ridiculous aspects of the coverage of this whole thing.
Right.
You know, let us stipulate, as they say in court, mm-hmm. as they say on Law and Order, that everything about this guy is unprecedented. And yeah. just go on from there.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. By the way, we were just talking about Hansen dying yesterday, so there's an opening for a Russian traitor.
Yeah.
So there's an opening for Donald Trump there. But you also said congratulations to Biden accuser Tara Reid on her new life in Russia, I guess. I mean, it just, by the way, right on cue is Cornel West and God knows who else is getting in, you know, whatever is going to hurt Joe Biden seems to be on the menu today, right?
It's happening, yeah, but look at the lineup that they've managed to procure to run against Joe Biden. The queen of woo-woo, you know, the anti-vax, the king of anti-vax, the queen of woo-woo, and Brother Cornell, who I fear has had his cheese slip off the cracker. I don't know what's going on with this guy.
Yeah.
This was a respected scholar
yeah.
who, you know, he got a little silly for Bernie, but a lot of people did.
Yeah.
But now, whoa, hey, you know. You know, being used as a, you know, being used as a tool by the crazy people to hurt the incumbent Democrat. You know, that's
yeah.
You know, yeah. Let's get our feet back under us, Brother Cornell.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And you said, coincidentally, Ms. Reid was accompanied at a press conference by Maria Butina, former international woman of whoopee and American conservative love objects. It certainly was fortunate that Ms. Butina was available to ease Ms. Reid's transition to her new life. You said, far be it from me to suggest this is not all a big coincidence, but this media event coming at roughly the same time Moscow gets hit by the Ukrainian equivalent of the Doolittle raid certainly stretches synchronicity to its outer limits. Yeah, I mean, it's all... It's so obvious at this point, right?
I mean, she could have, I mean, Tara Reid could have moved anywhere in the world yep. and nobody would care.
Right.
You know, she could have moved to Norway and nobody would have cared. Right. Or, you know, there are much more pleasant places to move than Moscow.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, you wonder if this is not the final condition of of some kind of deal.
Why not someplace warm?
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Yeah,
I grew up
places.
In Buffalo. I'm like, why don't
Moscow? Belize. It's
yes.
very nice.
Exactly.
God.
All right, so we've been talking.
Tonga, you know?
Tonga would be fine.
We've been talking about, what are they calling her? Walmart Melania.
Nevada, for God's sake.
Walmart Melania. Casey DeSantis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, she doesn't like that, so don't call her Walmart Melania.
Walmart Melania? No.
Don't do that.
No.
Yeah. But you wrote, I mean, who wrote this? The Ron and Casey traveling.
That's my friend Katie Baker. That was a nice one. I liked
yeah.
that one.
Yeah.
The Ron and Casey traveling roadshow, the Camelot meets Mar-a-Lago by way of a Disney series that's now going national. I mean, we were saying, what is with the ball gowns and the white gloves everywhere? Like, even at, like, casual events.
Yeah.
It's like Evita meets, I don't know. I think there was actually one of her on a balcony.
Yeah.
That someone said was Evita. Yeah.
Yeah, but unfortunately, her husband couldn't see over the railing.
Hey!
Oh!
Hey!
You said, I guess we're all going to have to get used to Casey DeSantis, wife of the candidate, and some, if some cynical Florida observers are correct, the brains of the operation, much in the way Angela Lansbury steered James Gregory in the Manchurian candidate.
wow.
I missed this one. You said she showed up on the campaign trail in Iowa wearing a ghastly black leather jacket, an American flag on front, an alligator, and a silhouette of her state on the back with the words, where woke goes to die. Oh, yep. My God. Is this the Melania
yep.
who cares jacket? Thing. Yeah.
No, that was Casey's jacket.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, is that, that she was, you know, imitating the Melania, I don't really care, Jack, you know, whatever that was. Let's see, you say Baker writes, Casey DeSantis' code is just like her husband Ron DeSantis' campaign, crude, grasping, saying the ugly part out loud, whereas Trump would wink-wink at the fascists. Who can forget the dog whistle to the very fine people on both sides in Charlottesville? DeSantis wants to peel off Trump's base by being even more explicit about who he intends to target. You can see it right there on his wife's jacket. DeSantis' Florida is where woke goes to die, and a lot of other people die as well. I love that our governor, Gavin Newsom, just bitch slapped him. He just tweeted, you know, you sad, pathetic little man. This is kidnapping. And they're going
to,
you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, this was an amazing one to me that, you know, this was a bank shot off New Mexico.
Right.
To Sacramento from Texas, run by the governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it really is time for the federal government to get involved here.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying ever since he did. Well, I mean, Gavin Newsom said this is, you know, you sad little man, like this is not Martha's Vineyard, you know, and he said, see below, and it's, you know, kidnapping.
Yeah.
This is what the sheriff in Texas said he should be charged with. Yeah. That's what I keep saying.
At the very least, it's human trafficking.
Absolutely.
By fraud.
Across state lines. And so, definitely the feds need to get involved.
First of all, I get the FAA to ground all the flights.
Right.
Sure.
From that one company that's been doing all the dirty work.
Right. I mean,
they go, the FAA puts them out of business tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, my understanding of, I don't know if people know this, kind of a tragic backstory for me, but I don't know if you remember Christopher Wilder, the mass murderer. My childhood best friend was the first woman that went missing. She's still actually missing, but he was the one that went around the country kidnapping and killing girls.
Yeah.
And he would go to malls and say he was a photographer mm-hmm. and there was a big modeling shoot and he mm-hmm. wanted them to. But that's what kidnapping is. You lie to them under false. Say, get in the car. We're right. going to a modeling thing. That's kidnapping. Right. That's you lie.
It absolutely is. So you get on an airplane. We'll find you a job in Sacramento. That's a lie. That's
right.
fraud.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Right. And then so it's under fault. You know, yeah, you might not, you know, put a bag over them and throw them in, but you lie. You say there's this thing over here. Come with us. And, you know, how that he's not already prosecuted for that, I don't know, Charlie.
I'm baffled by the lack of interest in the federal government. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, scene. Okay,
well, I've got Grimm.
That's, yeah, that, holy crap.
That got dark fast. My childhood best friend still missing. Okay.
That's a terrible, I don't remember Christopher Wilder at all.
Yeah, Gerald McRaney played him in the TV movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my best friend was
Major Dad played a serial killer?
What?
Gerald McRaney.
Oh, no, Major Dad.
Yeah, Major Dad.
Oh, right.
Major Dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but
you
no.
Played a serial killer? Wow.
My friend was, she was Orange Bowl princess at University of Miami, very pretty, and she actually knew him, and he was a photographer and did do pictures of her, whatever. Anyway, her car was found at the airport. They never found her. She was and they think because she rejected him romantically, could have been what, and he went all around the country. Remember when he got that girl to help him? Mm-hmm. He got someone that he kidnapped that he ended up, helped him kidnap other girls that he killed all around
got,
the country.
This is one that got,
and she got away.
Got by my, got yeah. by me completely.
Yeah.
Although
yeah,
it sounds like he's the prototype for Ted Bundy.
Yeah. No, he went all around the country, like luring girls, you know, to come with him because he said he was a modeling agent and photographer and got this girl to help, you know, so they felt safe. Like she'd go, oh, yeah, we're recruiters, come with us. And then he finally, she got away. She escaped. But anyway, it was a horrible story. But it just reminded me, it triggered that in me that that's what kidnapping is. It isn't always physically. It's lying to someone and getting them to come with you on false pretenses. But
absolutely, it's probably the most common way to kidnap somebody.
I got a puppy.
Right. That's how I got a girlfriend. I'm like, I am completely emotionally stable, kind, loving person. Come with me. It'll all be fine.
Is that why the...
Mary and Joseph.
That's why there's a moat now.
You're using the girlfriend for a beard already?
Every time we're in here, we heard the garage door open. I'm like, quick, get the trank gun.
She's trying to escape.
That's why there's a moat with piranha.
I'm still waiting for her to figure out she can lock the door from the outside.
You haven't talked to her the Gucci ankle bracelet yet?
Right. Yeah.
All right. Love you, Charlie. Bye. Say goodbye to your fictional lover. Okay.